Where are you living in Brantford area?
Brantford, 3 blocks away from the biggest poker game in the country.
What's that?
Brantford Casino.
Well, when did that go in?
Oh, geez, that's been there for like 15 years now. That's why I moved to Brantford. I'm a professional poker player, have been for 40 years.
Okay, what did you study at university?
Systems engineering, and I took the mathematics of gambling course. Just when they discovered Beat the Dealer. So I started beating Vegas, and my prof said, "How can you go work for 6 an hour as an engineer when you're making 40 an hour in Vegas? Beat teaching assistant in my gambling course." And I went, "Okay."
Have you been, do you have anybody running in the party?
Well, I have me and I have Carolyn Ritchie in Simcoe.
Okay, get ready to go, sir.
Okay.
You say that this is your first interview of the day, too. You got a busy day of media, okay?
Okay. I don't, but you do. I may. You'll see.
Coming up, it's the Ontario election on June the 7th. 124 ridings, 28 different political parties. It's not just the NDP, the Liberals, Conservatives, or the Green Party. There's lots of other parties. One of the leaders is joining us this morning. He's the leader of the Popper Party. The guy's name is John Turmel. He is joining us in the Brantford area. Brantford. Good morning, Mr. Leader.
Good morning.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show this morning. So you're the leader of the Popper Party of Ontario. How many are running for your team?
Oh, just two of us.
Yourself, and where's the other candidate from?
In Simcoe. Mind you, we're the only party whose program is coded and on disk and ready to be installed on a computer to work.
Mr. Turmel, this is your 94th election at all different levels.
But that won't be a Guinness record for long. I'm going to register in the municipal election later today. That'll be 95. And that won't be a record for long because I'm going up to Chicoutimi to register in the federal by-election. So this will be a hat trick, three elections simultaneously, and it'll be the third hat trick in my career.
Wow.
So, what do you do for a living if you want to educate the folks of Ontario? What kind of DNA you have? What's your deal? What do you do for a living?
Well, if you Google for great Canadian gambler, I will come up. I've been a professional gambler for the last 44 years, known around the world. I was known as the professor at the Trump Taj Mahal in Atlantic City of the movie of Rounders fame. And so I've made my living gambling for the last 45 years, which has financed all these elections and other activities.
Wow, so you must spend a lot of time in casinos then.
Well, not since I got my pension a couple of years ago. For me, playing poker was always a job. So when I got my pension, how often do you think I go back to my job? Not that often anymore.
Did you make a good living at playing poker?
Well, enough to finance 90 some elections and hundreds of court cases in my career.
So what do you think, what's the one thing that you would focus on if you're lucky enough to win the premier's job?
Well, I helped finance a software in 1984 called LETS, Local Employment Trading Software. It creates a time bank where, say, single parents can log on what nights they can double duty babysit each other's kids, and then pay each other with 1 hour bills, even when they're broke. And then the mechanic will start taking 3 hours per hour, and the dentist will take 6 babysitting hours per hour, and the network of support grows around a bunch of poor people based on babysitting hours. A time bank. You put in time helping the group, and then the group owes you the time back whenever you want it.
Okay, well that's interesting. You realize, and I said if you become premier, you have two chances, slim and none. Actually, no chance of becoming the next premier of Ontario because
Yeah.
it's just you and yourself.
Well, you see, I don't need to be the premier. When I ran against Sheila Copps in '96, I said, I don't need to get elected. I just need someone to pick up the software and do it yourselves. And after the headline, Super Loser Fails Again, exactly 1 month later, the Hamilton Self-Help Group starts up a Hamilton LETS system. mission accomplished. But that is at the local level. Provincially, I would do like Argentina did in the 80s. When they ran out of money, the union said, no layoffs. We will take provincial bonds in our pay, small denomination, as long as we can use them for hydro, taxes, medical, and licenses. Well, imagine if you could get a $10 Ontario bond you can use to pay your hydro, your taxes, your medical, or your licenses. That's an interest-free source of financing to give everybody a job. So they ended their crisis almost overnight in Argentina, and we could do the same. I call it the Argentine solution, using provincial bonds to pay people with.
All right. Thanks to leader John Turmel of the Pauper Party of Ontario. Two candidates running. This is his 94th election announcement. 95, 96 will be coming later this week. Thank you for giving us some time here at Mix 97 as we continue to talk to the leaders of all the different provincial parties.
And thank you.
That's right. Thank you so much. And
I was excluded from three debates so far, so this is my first time to speak to anybody.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
Well, hopefully you get a lot of media calls now.
No, no. That's not how it works in Brantford. They want to hear from the people they hear from all the time. No new thoughts allowed.
Yeah. The other thing is, who do you like, Ford, Wynn, or... Andrea.
They're all equally as bad. None of them got any money. They want things for us. They want things to be better, but they got no clue how to do it. And I'm an engineer. Check my site, smartestmanonearth.ca. I got the same education as Mr. Spock. Science and gambling. He figured out the odds of winning, didn't he, all the time?
Oh, yeah,
he did. He'd be a pun premier, I give you that much.
For sure.
John Turmel, maybe you should steal his hashtag, live long and prosper.
Wow, that's a neat one. You can only do that if you got interest-free credit at the bank.
Thanks, John. We'll let you go.
Okay, bye.
Bye. That's one of the...